Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Hey folks, Rachel here with a quick note about this week's episode. Behind the scenes, we had some family stuff come up and we're not able to record, but we didn't want to miss getting a new episode out to you. So instead, we drove deep into the archives and found this previously unreleased episode of The Zombie Girls, where we collectively decided to tackle some of our shame holes, aka movies that we haven't seen but definitely should have seen. That being said, when we get into the what we've been watching and maybe even some other topics in the of conversation, you might feel like, wow, this feels like it came out in 2023. There's a reason for that. It's because we recorded this in 2023. So when you hear us talking about films like Skinamarink, like they're new releases, just know, we know that these are not new releases. But it is an interesting artifact of a time when these films were brand new in the theaters. Anyway, we hope you enjoy this episode. We had a ton of fun recording it, and it's great to finally have filled in these shame holes. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Zombie Girls podcast, where we review horror films from a feminist-ish perspective. We do our best! I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is my full cadre of lovely zombie ladies. That, of course, includes Matilda.
Hi.
Ariel.
Hello.
And last but never, ever least, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, gals. How are you doing? What's good. New? What's exciting? What's going on?
Yeah, it's like a perfect day for podcasting because it's been raining on and off all morning, so it feels super cozy.
Yeah, I went for a walk and I did my little walk or whatever. Then I stopped at the store on the way back and I was like, I don't need my raincoat. I'm going to be fine. Cut to it's hailing. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm in California. I'm not supposed to have to deal with this bullshit. This is why the rent's so high here.
Yeah, the first winter I spent in Portland, I had to go out and get like jackets and proper shoes because I was not prepared for the level of rain. Now I don't think I own a single jacket that doesn't have a big hood.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And you are like a naked foot person. Like,
yeah,
as long
it
as
wasn't
I know
good.
You,
the best shoes I had were some like knockoff Keds, basically. And the second I stepped in a puddle, I was like, well, that's not going to work.
I didn't even know that the top of your foot had ever felt the inside of a shoe.
I only get to wear sandals now like 2 months a year. It's very depressing.
How about you guys? Matilda, Sarah, what have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Well, you and I almost died.
Well, yes, that's true. There was that.
Was this the mudslide incident?
This is a different mudslide incident. This is not the infamous mud butt situation where I did
from last week.
The slowest, great, most graceless fall into
graceful.
The mud.
It was perfect. You didn't twist anything. You just went straight down.
I remember you were like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just nothing I've injured but my pride. Right about now, as I'm just sitting in a mud puddle that I slowly descended into. But yeah, we did almost die this weekend in another mud incident.
Oh no, what happened this time?
We went on our morning walk yesterday and we were hiking up this trail that like everything on the Trails app said it was back open. I had gone a couple weeks ago
open
and there was
for murder business.
Yeah, so we were going on our regular hike and we were going up this, you know, it's been very wet in California, in the Bay Area. And this trail is kind of a narrow trail halfway up the side of a cliff with no edge to the, so, you know, it just goes down into a ravine. And that's a little scarier when there's a lot of hydroplaney mud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, we were.
Yes. We almost went some over point, the I side just, of a cliff.
Oh my God. Damn.
At some point, I remember grabbing the side of the mountain and like rocks started, the mountain started coming off in my hand. No. And Rachel's like, well, that doesn't feel like an omen.
You started like a mini rock slide.
Yeah.
And I was like, should we turn back? And you're like, nah. Let's keep going.
Matilda is fearless.
She is indeed. although she's open carrying on the trails these days.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I am. Sarah, I don't know if you know this, but Rachel, for my birthday, got me a stun gun. Because she knows I hike by myself.
Yeah.
And we had had a, and she had expressed some concern about me hiking by myself up in the woods. And I was like, I'm heavy. Like, they can't move me. I'm hard to kidnap. It's okay. And Rachel's like, you're already at the second location. Like,
yes!
She's right. Serial killers bury people in the woods. What are you talking about?
To the city streets? No! You're already there!
Yeah, so now I'm packing.
Nice.
Although I was telling you, it has the opposite effect because it just makes me feel bolder about being there when it's getting dark. Yeah.
This is not why I gave you this. Am I going to have to issue it to you before each walk? Like, you have to come and collect it so I can make sure you're out there during daylight hours?
Well, it has a flashlight on it too.
Lord.
So it lets me.
This does not soothe my soul, Matilda. This is not soothe.
Listen,
my soul.
I'm packing it on my fanny pack in a in its own holster. I feel cool as hell with this.
Yeah. You're like one of those open carry people when you go into Pete's after the hike.
Yes. With my 3-inch purple stun gun.
Yeah. I told you when I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. She is. When I went to Dick's Sporting Goods to purchase it, I had to go up to someone and be like, where's your stun guns at? And to a person, everyone looked the first person set me on a mission. They're by the canoes, apparently. So I went back there. And first of all, the aisle where they live is the most terrifying part of Dick's. It's just nothing but machetes and stun guns and just all the things that you don't expect to see in a sporting goods store, right? And then it was all locked up for obvious reasons because you could rampage with them. So then I had to go find someone else. They had no idea where they were, so they looked very confused. So then they had to call someone on the walkie-talkie and over the walkie-talkie, where are the stun guns? And they couldn't make that connection happen. So the person had to come out and I got to see them be confused in person. It was a whole series of things before I finally was able to unlock the stun gun and purchase it for you. It was weird. I was this is more uncomfortable than if I was where's your pornography? The hardcore stuff? All anal. Where's that? Where's the weird butt MILF butt stuff? That would be less uncomfortable, I think, than the purple stun gun that I wanted to get out of there. I was very sad they didn't have the pink one in stock or we'd have matching stun guns on the trail.
Did you get a pink one?
No, but I'm going to.
God, I can see you guys doing the Charlie Angel poses with your stun guns.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that would be amazing. Send us the pictures.
You know it.
It really does make an impressive noise.
Yeah. I know you crackled it for me. I was like, oh. That's good though. That's good. Hopefully that would be deterrent enough that you wouldn't have to actually get shocky with somebody. But if you had to, you now can.
Yeah.
So that makes
if all of
happy.
My self defense training of yelling eat shit number one doesn't work, then I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. Any updates from the weird neighborhood, Ariel? Anything we need to know?
Not really. I did have my sister's youngest, who's 17, staying with me this weekend for a few days, and they started receiving some sales texts on their cell phone.
Jesus. Oh, no. You are a vector.
It's not good. They were all things about penile implants and sexy time people, and it was really uncomfortable. Delete that. Do not click on the link. Please delete that.
I mean, has to be proximity to you. It has to be that or your neighborhood or something. Because, that's crazy.
Yes. I agree.
I know. And Rachel, your neighborhood is the one with an actual naturist colony in it, which we know because it was damaged in the floods.
Oh,
in the Bay
Area seriously?
Floods.
What,
yeah.
This is what a never nude I am. I had no idea there was a nude colony in my neighborhood. Apparently, my eyes can't even register it. It's just no, nothing to see here. It's
maybe they're all in
Westworld. What door?
I believe
what
their
nudist colony?
Their pool was injured or their pool was hurt somehow.
Oh.
school was injured by the floods?
Down trees or who knows? Like there's a, they're in the woods by you.
Their patio was messed up.
I mean, you do like a pool, Rachel. I'm just saying it would give you easy access if you just joined.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Like I've been through a lot of like growth and metamorphosis in the last few years. Like I've become a fucking hiker. What if one day I was like, you guys, I'm now a nudist.
I would be stunned.
Right? Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you eat your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.